Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for joining us here on News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall, happy to be here with Ask the Expert again and with your friends from Eggleston online at EgglestonServices.org. Truly getting involved in your community through the efforts of Eggleston. And there's so many ways to get involved through an effort, through an event, through just doing business with one of the businesses that participates with Eggleston and hires members of our community with disabilities. It's a great thing, and get involved, my friends. We'll talk more about that through the remainder of the show, but we're quickly running out of time. And Kristen, glad to have you back here on News Talk 790 talking about Eggleston. But I understand that you guys have had some expansions in the efforts in helping people with brain injury services, something I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, we're actually really excited about this. So for those who don't know, Eggleston has three services that we provide to individuals with brain injury services. One is a clubhouse, which we call Beacon House. It's a clubhouse model where brain injury survivors can go in and meet their own personal goals. Like, our team works with them to figure out what is their goal. Is it to get back to work? Is it to drive again? Is it to make connections? Is it to relearn skills that maybe they lost since having their brain injury? But it's about everyone reaching their personal goals, and the clubhouse members really work together to focus on the abilities and, you know, bringing out the best in each other. The second one we do is our case management. We have a case manager who helps individuals connect with resources, that whether it be funding, housing, insurance, employment, there's a variety of different things brain injury survivors need. And sometimes working through the red tape and figuring out who do I reach out to, which organizations can help me, can just be overwhelming. And so that service is something we have that is free, and that is one that's actually expanding. Up until recently, we have only been able to service the Southampton Roads area, so the five cities of Southampton Roads. But we're actually going to be expanding now into a little bit further west. So we're going to be offering this service in Sussex County, Alawite County, Southampton County, Greensville County, and the city of Franklin. So we're super excited to have this expansion because there's just not a lot of resources in those more rural parts of our community. But that doesn't mean there's not brain injury survivors who desperately need those services as well. So if there is anybody in those areas that is listening, and you or someone you know may be suffering from a brain injury, and it doesn't have to be, I think sometimes people think of a brain injury as like a major accident. It could be a concussion. It could be a stroke. It could be something that happens to a lot of individuals that they don't realize, oh, that actually qualifies as a brain injury. Mm-hmm. These case management services could really help you figure out what are your next options, what are your resources, what options do you have available. Yeah. So I would say have them check out our website, connect with Jamie Peach. She is the head of our case managers, and all of her information is on our website, EgglestonServices.org, to learn more about the case management program and how they can help. The third piece we have to our brain injury service is our support groups. And, you know, having a brain injury can feel very isolating and very lonely because you don't always have people who can understand exactly what's going on with you as you're in your recovery. So working with a support group that works with both the survivor and their support people, their family, their friends, about a year ago, we started making our support groups virtual, which allows more people to tune in from farther. So this community that we're already serving can join. And this is the nice thing about this is anybody hearing this can join. It's virtual. You could even have friends in California join. It's based on Zoom. So we do that every month. It is the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in case you are calling in from California. But that's a great way for you to just be able to talk with different people who are walking the path you're walking. And I think that's one of the hardest things is when you're going through something traumatic like a brain injury, is having people who really understand the steps, you know, can walk, they've walked a mile in your shoes already. So they can better help you understand what you're going through and how to help.
Yeah, no. Well said. And I think people need to realize, too, brain injuries aren't always an immediate thing. A lot of the results of brain injuries can manifest years after, the said injury or impact or incidents that caused it. So, again, if people need help in those areas that you're now expanding to, Sussex County, Isle of Wight County, Southampton County, Greenville County, Franklin, how do they get in touch?
So check out our website, EgglestonServices.org. And the information, Jamie Pete is our case manager. She's overseeing that. And she, all of her contact information, her phone number and email are on there. So the easiest thing is EgglestonServices.org under our brain injury page. And you can learn about all of our services, including our support groups as well.
Awesome. Now, there's so many ways for people to get involved with Eggleston, whether it's volunteering your time or like we've talked about earlier, donating a vehicle so it can be cleaned up, spruced up, and sold at one of the Eggleston Auto Auctions that actually is happening right now up until 12 o'clock today. That's every other Saturday on Military Highway. We'll go to the website for more info on the auto auctions or the donation programs. But how are some of the best ways people can get involved and really, really help? I mean, I know we always push for donations at the end of the year and in the, you know, towards December, but it's always needed. And people here in Hampton Roads can really focus on their community and keep the money here. What are the best ways to get involved?
So like you said, Damien, the best ways to get involved, the example is making a car donation. We encourage people in the community to consider car donations throughout the year. But we know that sometimes at the end of the year, people are seeking new cars. And so we want them to keep Eggleston in mind when they're getting rid of their car and deciding maybe not to keep it or pass it on to another family, to think of Eggleston and making their car donation, as well as giving during the season of giving. And there's ways to give. You can go to our website at EgglestonServices.org and visit the donation page, or you can mail your donation to our corporate headquarters, which is at 5145 East Virginia Beach Boulevard in Norfolk, Virginia, 23502. And again, I said you can also go to our website and visit the donation page. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which, as Kristen shared earlier, is a bi-monthly newsletter. And you can sign up for the newsletter at EgglestonServices.org. And of course, we've talked about it throughout the show, supporting our operations and services, our retail operations, as well as our numerous services like shredding and things of that nature, landscaping services, and supporting our services and supporting our retail operations.
Awesome. Well said. And we are totally out of time for this Ask the Expert show, but I thank everybody for being here with us and talking to everybody listening about Eggleston and the efforts of Eggleston and how people listening can get involved in their community through the efforts of Eggleston. Again, the websites, all roads lead to the website, EgglestonServices.org, EgglestonServices.org. Thank you so much for everybody with us here this hour. We're out of time.
Thanks, Damien.
Thanks, guys. For News Talk 790 WNIS, I'm Damien Hall.